A People in Bondage, a special program produced by the International Staff of United Nations Radio for Human Rights Day 1971, the 23rd anniversary of the day on which the United Nations General Assembly proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
On December 10, 1948, the General Assembly of the United Nations proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations. Today, 23 years later, the fundamental rights and freedoms of millions of human beings, and even of entire peoples, are still being violated every day. This program is dedicated to one such suffering people.
We are Namibians and not South Africans. We do not now and will not in the future recognize your right to govern us, to make laws for us in which we had no say, to treat our country as if it were your property and us as if you were our masters. We have always regarded South Africa as an intruder in our country.
The voice of an African from Namibia, formerly Southwest Africa, a territory which continues to be illegally occupied and administered by the Republic of South Africa. Earlier this year, a year proclaimed by the United Nations as the International Year for Action to Combat Racism and Racial Discrimination, world attention was forcefully drawn to the plight of the people of Namibia by the International Court of Justice, the principal judicial organ of the United Nations. On June 21, 1971, the court delivered the following advisory opinion in response to a request from the UN Security Council.
The court is of the opinion, by 13 votes to 2, that the continued presence of South Africa in Namibia being illegal, South Africa is under obligation to withdraw its administration from Namibia immediately, and thus put an end to its occupation of the territory. The court is further of the opinion, by 11 votes to 4, that states members of the United Nations are under obligation to recognize the illegality of South Africa's presence in Namibia and the invalidity of its acts on behalf of or concerning Namibia, and to refrain from any acts and in particular any dealings with the government of South Africa implying recognition of the legality of or lending support or assistance to such presence and administration.
Namibia lies on the Atlantic seaboard of the southern part of Africa. It is a large territory, over 300,000 square miles, over 800,000 square kilometers. Until the First World War, Namibia was a German colony. In 1920, its administration was entrusted by the League of Nations to neighboring South Africa under a mandate which required that South Africa shall promote to the utmost the material and moral well-being and social progress of the inhabitants of the territory. When the United Nations was created after the Second World War, South Africa declared that it was no longer internationally accountable for its administration of Namibia, and in particular, refused to place Namibia under UN trusteeship. 2 decades later, after patient and persistent efforts by the United Nations had borne no fruit, the UN General Assembly took a historic decision. It terminated the mandate and declared that Namibia, henceforth, was under the direct responsibility of the United Nations. Today, another 5 years later, what is the situation in Namibia? And how does it compare with the standard set forth in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a declaration which provides, in its first 2 articles,
all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. Everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status.
South Africa ruthlessly applies in Namibia its policy of apartheid, based on race as the determining factor. That policy has been repeatedly denounced by the United Nations as a crime against humanity and as abhorrent to the conscience of mankind. As a result of apartheid, the over 500,000 non-whites of Namibia have been deprived of their basic human rights and fundamental freedoms. and their interests and welfare have been subordinated to those of the white minority, who number less than 100,000. Again, we quote from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Everyone has the right to take part in the government of his country, directly or through freely chosen representatives. The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of government. This will shall be expressed in periodic and genuine elections, which shall be by universal and equal suffrage.
Africans of Namibia are barred from political activity and have no part in the making of the laws which govern their lives completely, laws which often carry severe penalties for offenders. Attempts at African political organization are forcibly suppressed, and many leaders of African organizations have been forced into exile or subjected to constant harassment. Steps are being taken to partition Namibia into 10 separate so-called areas for native nations, with ultimate legislative and executive powers remaining vested in the President of South Africa.
Everyone has the right to equal access to public service in his country.
In the civil service, Africans occupy posts in the lower ranks only. The highest rank occupied by an African in the category classified as skilled is that of a clerk. In exercising their functions, African employees deal only with members of their own race.
Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers.
The severely repressive South African legislation in this field has been illegally made applicable to Namibia. Any criticism and opposition directed against the policy of apartheid and racial discrimination practiced in Namibia is being suppressed.
Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and the security of person. No one shall be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. All are equal before the law and are entitled, without any discrimination, to equal protection of the law. No one shall be subjected to arbitrary arrest, detention, or exile.
As in South Africa, there are a number of legislative acts applicable in Namibia which provide for the arrest and detention of Africans without trial. If an African is found beyond the confines of the place where he lives or works and is unable to produce a valid pass when asked to do so by a police official, a railway official, or other authorized person, he may be arrested without warrant. A United Nations working group recently heard a number of witnesses who made specific allegations of torture and of cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment of political prisoners in Namibia, including the use of beatings and electric shock.
Everyone has the right to freedom of movement and residence within the borders of each state.
In order to keep the Africans confined to the areas allocated to them, the South African government has imposed severe restrictions on the movement of the African population in Namibia. Any African is prohibited from leaving his area without a valid pass. In certain urban locations, no African may be in any public place between the hours of 9 p.m. or 4 or 5 a.m. without a permit. No unemployed African may reside in urban areas. And those who are granted permission to stay in these areas are confined to an African village, which must be located at least 500 yards from the nearest white residential area. Also, there have been repeated forcible mass removals of whole groups of Namibians from their traditional lands in implementation of the policy of rigid segregation of the races.
Men and women of full age, without any limitation due to race, nationality, or religion, have the right to marry and to found a family. The family is the natural and fundamental group unit of society and is entitled to protection by society and the state.
In Namibia, marriage between persons of different races has been prohibited, and intercourse between Europeans and non-Europeans is a crime punishable by imprisonment. For economic reasons, a significant portion of African men must work outside the areas allocated to them, and because of the laws which limit the freedom of movement of the African population, they may not be accompanied by their wives and children. As a result, large numbers of African families are split up during long periods.
Everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This right includes freedom to change his religion or belief, and freedom, either alone or in community with others and in public or private, to manifest his religion or belief.
Although religious organizations have not yet been made by law to function along segregated lines, they have been adversely affected by the implementation of the general policy of apartheid in Namibia. By the use of administrative measures, such as refusal to issue permits to enter African areas, South Africa has been actively trying to limit the number of European members of the clergy working in areas set aside for Africans. Recently, there has been increased persecution of religious leaders opposed to apartheid.
Everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and of his family, including food, clothing, housing and medical care, and necessary social services.
According to the evidence gathered by a United Nations group of experts, the division of Namibia into African and white areas is calculated to relegate the Africans to the most infertile and unproductive land. The so-called native areas invariably are small, barren, lacking water and mineral resources, and unfit for successful agriculture or cattle raising. The living conditions are appalling. People are dying daily from malnutrition and disease.
Everyone has the right to work, to free choice of employment, to just and favorable conditions of work. Everyone who works has the right to just and favorable remuneration, ensuring for himself and his family an existence worthy of human dignity.
The South African economic policy in Namibia aims at transforming the African population into a reservoir of cheap labor for the wealthy white areas. The widely used system of contract labor, in effect, amounts to forced labor. The work contracts do not provide for sick leave or vacation, nor for redress against the harsh treatment to which African workers are often subjected. Workers have no freedom to leave their employment, and strikes by African workers are not tolerated. The average wage of African workers in the mining industry is far below that paid to white workers.
Everyone has the right to education. Education shall be directed to the full development of the human personality and to the strengthening of respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms. It shall promote understanding, tolerance, and friendship among all nations, racial or religious groups.
The education system in Namibia is organized on a segregated basis, to the disadvantage of the non-white group of the population. Government expenditures for white education are considerably higher than expenditures for African education. School enrollment among school-age white children is about 100%. Among African children, it is only 47%. In addition, education provided to African children is of an inferior standard, and the textbooks provided are inadequate and of poor quality. And so, virtually every principle proclaimed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights 23 years ago stands in stark contrast to the situation which actually prevails today in Namibia. In spite of patient and persistent efforts by the international community, the people of Namibia are still being systematically denied their basic freedoms and fundamental human rights. The people of Namibia are truly a people in bondage. A sobering thought on Human Rights Day 1971.
A People in Bondage was a special program based on United Nations documents and testimony. This program was prepared for Human Rights Day 1971 by the international staff of United Nations Radio.